The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is bicycling. And before we introduce our guests, you know, I was really intrigued because a friend of mine just got back from Copenhagen in Denmark. And he was raving about how incredible their bicycling is there and their bicycle-friendly infrastructure. And so I just went online to do a little research, and it talks about how in Denmark, people ride in all types of weather. They use it for commuting. They use bikes for commuting, for pleasure, transporting kids. And some interesting statistics. It says that 9 out of 10 people in Denmark own a bike. That Danes cycle 1.6 kilometers a day on average, and cycling accounts for a quarter of all personal transport in Denmark for distances of less than 5 kilometers. And it turns out that in Copenhagen at rush hour, that the streets have as many bicycles as most big cities do have cars. And what an incredible, and he was talking about how much more on a human scale it all was to here being in a big city, but being surrounded by people just really enjoying themselves and meeting with each other and greeting each other, and how nice that all was.
So it's wonderful in so many different ways in terms of the physical health, emotional, mental health, environmental health. I mean, it's just amazing that it can be possible to have fewer autos and to have a more human scale type of interaction in a big city. I think that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I remember reading a while back where the mayor of Pittsburgh went to Copenhagen for an international conference of mayors. And at that time, Pittsburgh was ranked second to last, I think it was, in terms of being bicycle friendly. So he took his top staff there, and they ended up riding bicycle all week. And they were so intrigued and so fell in love with it, essentially, came back and turned Pittsburgh into one of the most bike-friendly cities in the nation. And what a great
isn't it wonderful when you think about what can be done if you only had the right sort of commitment and foresight to know that it's possible even sometimes in the most unfavorable circumstances.
Yeah, what an inspiration. And fortunately, we have with us today probably one of the people who's the best advocates of bicycling in Ulster County, who works tirelessly to work with kids and with the community to promote bicycling. And he is a return guest as well. And he is Tom Polk, who's a bicycle educator at YMCA of Kingston in Ulster County. Welcome back, Tom.
Welcome, Tom.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's good. It's good. Good to be here.
Tom, it's been a while since your last visit. Can you review the various bicycle programs and classes that you guys offer?
Sure. So the YMCA has a number of bicycle education programs. The ones that we use for kids are our after-school bike clubs and our Saturday morning bike it program. And these are aimed at both elementary students and middle school students. We do a safety or a bike maintenance lesson, and then we take the kids on a bike ride, either around their school area or, in the case of Bike It, we get out in the rail trails all over the county. So it's a fun way to learn. It's a fun way to get people together, to get kids exposed to biking. And we also get their parents. We have several parents who also ride along. So it's a family connection that we make, too, in the program. So that's our educational program. We're launching a new one this fall, and that will be a Learn to Ride private lesson program. So we've offered classes for people who never learned to ride a bike for whatever reason. And it's been difficult to get a critical mass of students together, but we do have the interest out there. So we now do one-on-one classes where we take a student, we get a bicycle that has no pedals, we take the pedals off, we lower the seat as low as possible so they have 2 feet on the ground so they're not going to tip over, and we find a vacant area. We have a field at the back of the Y that's perfect for it, and we teach them, we expose them to being on a bicycle. They learn to balance, which is not a difficult skill, but it's something that you need to have before you can do anything else on a bike. And within about 2 hours, we usually have them pedaling, steering, braking, and feeling confident enough that they could get on a bike in the future and ride on their own. So I'm excited when we have, you know, an individual who doesn't have this and comes away, and at the end of the class, he or she is just all smiles and
opening up a new world, right?
Wants to get their own bike, and I guess that leads into one of our other programs, which is our Lend a Wheel program, which is the bicycle recycling program where we get donations and we give them back to the community.
So tell us how that program works exactly.
It's very simple. We put out a call amongst YMCA members and the general public for old, gently used bikes, I guess you could call them, ones that are in okay condition that maybe need new tires or they need just a little tune-up. And we use those bicycles, once they are tuned up and made safe, to give to individuals in the Kingston and wider Ulster County area, in fact, a means of basic transportation. So these are people who either can't afford a car, don't have a license, who've been relying on their feet or the bus system to get around for their jobs or their school. And this gives them tremendous mobility. And it takes a bike that had been in somebody's garage or shed and puts it back into use. And bicycles, you know, if they're treated okay, will last a long time. So we get the bikes in, we fix them up, and we get them out.
And that they can be used in conjunction with the public transportation system, because UCAP buses
have racks
where people can put their bikes right on the bus, right?
Yeah, so we call that multimodal transportation. So you may walk to the bus stop, put your bike on the rack at the bus stop, take the bus, get off the bus, get on your bike, and ride your bike to your final destination. So you're using all sorts of transportation methods to get to where you need to go. So yes, we'd like to see the different systems work together.
How long has Lend a Wheel been going?
May of 2014, and we started it through a donation from Central Hudson. And Central Hudson had a training program for some of their employees where they had to get into teams, and they were given a box that contained a bicycle in pieces. And their task was to assemble the bicycle without any instructions and then be able to ride it around the parking lot 3 times to prove that it actually was working, they put it together right. So when they were done with that training, they said, we have 13, 14 bikes. Do you want them? And I said, of course. So we had a small fleet of bikes that we use for our youth programs. And that got me thinking about other ways to source bicycles and other people who might need them. And that's when we started approaching Habitat for Humanity in Ulster County. We reached out to the Board of Realtors, reached out to the city and the county agencies to get the word out. And since 2014, we've recycled about 200, I think we're up to 231 bikes now.
Wow, that's really terrific.
And now, you know, Vin, we were just talking earlier about the rail trails and the multi-use hiking, biking trails that are now being interconnected and extended throughout the county. So that's a great complement to programs such as this, which will give increased ways in which to bike safely throughout the county.
Access, yeah. Through County Executive Mike Hines' leadership and many community partners, so much is being done with respect to building out bike and pedestrian-friendly infrastructure from, you know, the incredible rail trail system, which is really becoming world class in every
Absolutely.
Respect. You know, that will eventually, when completed, you'll be able to go seamlessly from the walkway on the Hudson to New Paltz to Kingston to the Ashokan, around the Ashokan 209 corridor, the Midtown Linear Park that would connect uptown to the roundout. Really terrific, right, Tommy? We were talking before, and then the Broadway streetscape.
Yeah, so there'll be infrastructure under construction in Kingston and around the county in the next couple of years that's just going to transform ability to bike and walk safely around to any destination that you want.
And I know that, you know, when county roads are now repaved, that they, wherever they can, wherever it's possible, they widen the shoulders so that they become safer for bicyclists. And the same thing with replacement of bridges. I think the county has invested through Mike Hines' leadership, something like $70 million thereabouts infrastructure replacement and repair, and that includes many bridges that now include pedestrian and bicycle protected lanes.
And it's not just about replacement and repair, but it's to improve the access and to make it user-friendly with respect to pedestrians, bikers, and motorists.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, not only is it great for tourism, which is the largest industry in Ulster County, as we know, but it's also for residents alike. I mean, it really is a win-win scenario all the way around.
Yeah, you know, if you build it, they will come is really a true statement when it comes to infrastructure for biking and walking, because when people feel safe, they're going to go out, they're going to use the facility, they're going to find it more, you know, amenable to bring their family. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's something that a lot of folks are looking for now, a walkable community, and something that they'll be able to enjoy well into the, you know, the advancing decades of mm-hmm. their life, in addition to when they're raising their children. So that's yeah. a great asset.
Yeah, you see the active adults on one end of the spectrum, older adults, and then millennials, young people on the other end of the spectrum mm-hmm. wanting to live in communities that are where housing and work and public transportation and walkable, bikeable.
And don't forget the social engagement component of that.
Absolutely.
Which has now been recognized to be a very big factor in terms of health across all ages.
Absolutely. So, Tom, with respect to your rides on the trails, how does that work? Do you have, like, volunteers that go out with the kids, or is it you and a few staff members?
It's a combination. So, basically, I have two volunteer ride leaders who have been with me for several years now, and they do a great job. And then several of the parents whose children have come through multiple sessions of the program are now, we pretty much educated them to be ride leaders as well. So they help out. It's a very it's a very low-key, informal situation. We do stress safety, and when we're doing the education part of the program, we certainly use expertise that I've accumulated to make sure that we're passing on the right information to the volunteers as well as to the kids. So we do, you know, it's probably 30 to 40 minutes of some kind of education session, and then we're on the trail or we're on the road.
Fabulous. Well, we want to learn a lot more about this, but we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Be back soon.
The heart is a complex organ, but finding specialized cardiovascular care in Poughkeepsie and Kingston is so easy. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital are now home to WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, the Hudson Valley's largest multi-specialty cardiovascular practice. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and innovative imaging and testing technologies. You'll receive comprehensive cardiac and vascular care from some of the world's top cardiologists and vascular surgeons. You'll also have a seamless connection to advanced care at WMC Health's flagship hospital, Westchester Medical Center. The best cardiovascular care comes from the best people, and now the very best are right in your backyard. Visit wmchealth.org/heart to discover more about WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital. Members of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Tom Polk, bicycle educator with the YMCA of Kingston and Ulster County. Tom, during the break, I asked a question about what age groups are you teaching to ride a bike, perhaps for the first time?
It goes from, I think, 6 years old to probably 60. And the technique is the same, but of course, for different age groups and different people, forget about how old they are. It's all about their mental state and what, you know, what their fear level is, what their confidence level is, and just getting them to relax. Trust me that I'm not going to let them fall down. They're going to be safe. So the curriculum, the teaching style is very much applicable to a wide range of ages and individuals.
Well, one of the things we talked of was, you know, for those of us who have come from maybe other places and grew up in cities or urban areas that were not necessarily very bike friendly, and perhaps one didn't have the ability to even begin to learn to ride at some point in their life. So it is good to hear that you're open to folks of all ages, because certainly, you know, anyone can enjoy riding a bike if they are trained properly and have a safe bike to use. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, no, we really are proud of it, and I just love to see people's faces when they finally overcome that barrier and can do it on their own. So,
so Tom, where did your passion for biking come from in terms of working with kids especially?
Well, I guess I don't know if I was born with it, but I've been a bicyclist for so long that it's kind of ingrained in my character, I guess. And what really got me interested in spreading the word and conducting education was the fact that today we don't see kids in our neighborhoods, my kids, for example, riding their bikes everywhere. When I was a kid, we rode our bikes everywhere. We went to school, went to our friend's house, we went to the corner store, we did, you know, day-long rides on the weekend, and it was just a way of having independence, having fun with your friends, getting out and seeing things. So I think our society has changed in the last 40 years, so that doesn't happen as much, and I really felt that to make sure the next generation was able to use the bicycle safely, enjoy it, and really make it part of their lives, that we had a responsibility to go out and try and educate and get kids in and make it a fun experience, not a heavy-duty educational program, but something that they can really learn while they're doing and having fun. And that's turned out to be the case. A lot of the kids are really hungry to do something. They have a bike or they get a bike and they're not really sure where to ride or how to ride it, or their parents might be concerned about their safety. So we work on both sides, teaching the skills to make the kids safe and comfortable, and explaining to the parents how they can better keep their kids safe when they are out biking.
I think safety is probably a big issue, right? I mean, both personal safety and safety on the road. Even myself, who is an avid bicyclist, I more than I want to worry about safety out in the roads.
Well, it's like... I use the example of when you're driving in a motor vehicle. Mm-hmm. You're out there, you have a protection around you, you have seatbelt airbags, mm-hmm. but still, you're responsible for your own safety when it comes down to it. You have to be observant and watch what the other vehicles are doing. And that's what I tell all the bicyclists. You know, you can't expect people to be looking out for you. You've got to drive defensively, just as if you were in a vehicle. And knowing that you have no protection outside of a helmet, makes people much more, you know, aware. That's really where you have to keep focus, is mm-hmm. make sure you're aware of where the vehicles are, where the pedestrians are, what the signals are telling you, where you are in the street, what the road conditions are, all those things that you need to be constantly focused on and paying attention. So, yeah, it's not a safe world out there, but it's not a world that you can't cope with
and work around,
and protect yourself as best you can. So
yeah, in an era of distracted driving, I know the same thing. When I was I rode motorcycle for a good part of my adult life and stopped riding when my daughter was born some 10 plus years ago, because it was a different world out there with so many distracted drivers and so on. So it is a reason for being attentive, but not a reason for not getting out there and really enjoying it, right?
And I think the combination of being a responsible bicycle driver with better infrastructure is going to really make a difference for a lot of people to feel that much more safe and comfortable being out. If they have a bike lane, if they have a bike path, they will have some degree of separation from vehicle traffic. So I think that's going to be helpful to mm-hmm. everyone's mm-hmm. confidence and ability to get out.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to the Lend a Wheel program for a moment, what type of bikes do you accept? Anything that the people bring, or do you have some?
I have to say,
qualifications?
No. Yeah. I mean, a lot of folks think that the bike in the back of their garage is this gem that's just been put away for 40 years, and sometimes it is. We get some really interesting old bikes, but sometimes they were poor quality to begin with, cheap bikes to begin with. They've got rust, they've got issues with the gears or the brakes, and we really have to be careful about how much time and money we invest in restoring each bike. Unfortunately, our funds are not unlimited, so we have to be very harsh when it comes to, you know, this one we just cannot work on. We'll use some bikes for parts. So sometimes there are things we can salvage. But generally, our guidelines state that we're looking for the higher quality, nationally recognized bicycle manufacturers like a Trek or a Cannondale, not the Walmart bikes, not the big box store bikes that are really not that well made to begin with, and then they're not put together very well. So they're hard to work on. They're never going to be really that good to ride. So we really talk to the individual donors before they bring a bike in and try and assess. And then once they do arrive at the YMCA, I personally go out and see what they're what they've got in the back of their car. And sometimes I've had to say, I'm sorry, we really cannot use this. It's just not anything we're going to, you know, it's going to, you know, it should be recycled to scrap metal. So.
And how does the repair process work? Do you work with like local bike shop partners, or do you work with the kids themselves? How does it work?
We have a couple of ways of getting the bikes back on the road. One is I do have a part-time bike mechanic who comes into the Y, and he works in our shop. We've got tools, we've got parts. We also work with local bike shops for more technical work. Or more specialized repairs. But again, we, you know, are really upfront about it. If it's going to cost more money than our limit, we tell them, don't do the work, just we'll take the bike back. But it's usually worked out that we've been pretty good about getting the right bikes into them. So the youth that we work with, we have a special program called the Midtown Mechanics Class, which is an 8-week program. We run it in the winter, early spring, so we'll be starting up in February. And young adults, 14 to 24, receive a bike that has been donated and that's in need of repair. And then we have professional mechanics who actually teach the class. And through the course of the 8 weeks, the students learn how to repair, how to maintain, and how to ride a bike. We do have a safe riding lesson into that program. And at the end of the 8 weeks, they get to keep the bicycle. It's their means of transportation.
Oh, nice. And they've really earned it.
Yeah, so it's a great program. You know, kids who are really hands-on learners really enjoy it. And we have several students who, you know, have been tinkering with their bikes on their own, and now they're actually learning some of the more, you know, accepted ways of repairing and modifying and improving their bike. So it's a wonderful program. We'd like to do more of them, but it's very much dependent on donations and grants that we get to fund that program. So,
and if kids want a bike, or if someone wants a bike and they're not in that program, is there an application process?
Yeah, we have an application form for, it's called the bike request form, and they're available at the reception desk at the Y, or they can contact the Y and I can send one out. But it's basically information about who you are, how tall you are, so we know how to size a bike for you, and how we can contact you, you know, phone, text, email. And then once I get an application, depending on what our donations have been and what we have repaired, it may be immediately I have a bike for you, or it may be 2 or 3 weeks before I can call you back and say, yeah, we've got one. I think it's the right size for you. Come in, try it on. And once people come in, we fit the bike to them. We give them a lock. And we offer a helmet. It's not mandatory for adults to wear helmets, but I always make the offer, if you were willing to wear a helmet, I am willing to give you one, but don't take it if you're not going to use it. So,
well, certainly, I think it's a great recommendation.
Absolutely.
Though, personally, regardless of how old the rider is, protecting the head is definitely a major, I think,
for
thing
sure.
to do. Yeah,
for sure. And Tom, we know there are a lot of great bicycling events, so you guys get involved in that and collaborate with like the big bike events, right? And also Bike Friendly Kingston is
yeah, so Bike Friendly Kingston is the bicycle advocacy group for Kingston. It's a small network of cyclists who are looking to improve our infrastructure, so they'll testify at public meetings. They will engage the public at street fairs and local events. We also do a lot of education and ensuring that access is available to all members of the community. So we do a couple of programs at the Clinton Avenue Methodist Church, for example, as part of the Repair Cafe, where we offer bicycle repair and education to residents. And we also have done programs at People's Place in Midtown Kingston, again, with bicycle repair, offering safety information, helmet fitting, and really trying to make sure that every sector of the community is getting some type of access to using their bike, maintaining their bike, and being safe on a bike.
And that's, if someone wants some general recommendations about what is the correct bike to purchase, if they're interested in pursuing this for...
Well, I'd say go to your local bike shop. I mean, they're the professionals about looking at and finding out what you want. I mean, I can talk to people about, you know, some of the factors they might want to consider when they're purchasing a bike.
And Tom, if people want to volunteer or donate or learn how to ride, participate, how do they reach you? How do they get more information?
Best way is to the YMCA website, ymcaulster.org, or they can stop in at the Y at 507 Broadway in Kingston, or they can call us 338-3810 and get in touch with me that way.
This is a great topic.
Wonderful.
I wish we had more time.
I know it's going to spy too quickly.
Tom, thank you so much for what
thank
the work
you,
that you and your colleagues do. It's really terrific.
You're really welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're out of time, unfortunately. So tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong with Healthy Ulster Radio. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.